first question is, what is your current status with the game right now?
I don't fuck with him. We don't have no liking of each other.
Alright, because some of the fans said that you was introduced into the rap game by the game.
For one, it's hard to say that because of who my father is. Before, how was I introduced to the game by game? When game was introduced to the game by representing my father, so that's kind of hard to go about. And then the first thing that come about, the first thing that I ever was seen, as far as in the nation, as far as who Eazy-E's son is, because the streets don't know, Game walked around Compton trying to say he's Eazy-E's son or exploit the New York City that he was a part of Eazy-E's family, which is not true. So then, wherefore, during All-Star Week, was about 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, I ran into Jim Jones when we did his video for Certified Gangsters, and they've been looking for Eazy-E's son for the longest, and there was somebody sidelining, I guess to say hating on the fact of where to find me at or didn't know me and claimed that he did know me, and therefore that was Game. So when they finally found me, they were excited. So therefore, how did I get introduced to the game, to the rap game by Game? I never was introduced to the rap game by Game. I barely met Game around 6-7 months before I got a deal. Game had no part whatsoever of me being introduced to the world. When I was 16 years old, I was in Double XL. I was Game inspiration when Game was in the hospital. Rap, so that's hard to believe.
Is that what made you change your opinion on him then?
No, that's not exactly what made me change my opinion on him. It could have been the whole West Coast thing coming out with Wu, but Game itself though was taking it behind back and not that the fans out to make me fall out with him, and the simple fact of what he does and how he represents my father, and he's not true and loyal to what he says to stand by. You know what I'm saying? So everybody want to talk about the West Coast have unity out here when there ain't no goddamn unity. The fans may look at it like that, and they may want to sit there and do a conference and everything for the fans and make it seem like that, but that shit is bullshit. Every nigga's for himself. Every nigga's not loyal, so therefore Lil Eazy's going to ride and do his thing and fuck Game.
All right. What did you mean when you said that the real Black Wall Street doesn't like the game?
Hey, Black Wall Street, it was precision made by for some street niggas as far as his brother, his god brother, his dead brother, and a couple of individuals who don't, huh? Yeah, we straight. Me and them is straight. You know what I'm saying? Them is street cats that grew up in Compton. So that's straight, period, point blank. Like I said, I got street credibility, so it's going to push longer than what some fucking fans and what some fucking entertainment business thing is going to do. You know what I'm saying? Niggas can't go back to the street. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, hey, all that shit is bullshit to me. And for to ask your question, I'm sorry. To ask your question, no, he's not too cool with the cat. Like I said, he's a non-loyal nigga. You know what I'm saying? His own brother, his own hood. You know what I mean? I'm affiliated with Blue Rags. They're Red Rags, of course, and everybody knows. You know what I'm saying? There's times when we go out and party, and this nigga don't want to show up because of the fact that his brothers and his other homies were around. So tell me, how loyal is this nigga to his own people?
All right. Well, moving away from the game topic and onto your album.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. I'm still working on it. I'm going there with Dr. Dre. I'm trying to put together the NWA track with the original members. You know, it's the new generation West Coast. You know what I'm saying? So I'm bringing it away all the way real. And since the beginning of my album, DOC helped me in the beginning stages of my album. And matter of fact, when my album comes out, I'll let you know this yourself. With you interviewing me, I'm going to let you know this yourself with the questions and the things Game has to say. DOC wrote two songs on my album, and at the earlier career of my state, so therefore I write every single thing else on my album.
Right.
While write stories, which nobody themselves can sit there interpreting their own writing skills, their life stories, and me, myself, into.
Yeah.
Like I said, I got Bone Thugs and Harmony, so it's a real West Coast album as soon as it's coming out late spring.
I heard a snippet of that. Bone Thugs and Harmony track.
Yep, all the original Bone Thugs and Harmony members, yep.
Yeah.
I'm keeping a real ruthless base, you know, with the whole family.
Well, that's tight to hear.
Yeah, and I also got my group, which is titled Kings of L.A., with my own producer and another artist out of Compton. So, you know, I'm keeping the whole family going. Kings of L.A. is about a whole West Coast movement, keeping L.A. alive, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be that next home base for West Coast rap, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, which like individuals expect the game to do, which fall out because people are non loyal.
Yeah. How many tracks did Dr. Dre produce on the album?
We go in there, me and Dre work in at the top of the year after the holidays, so then, you know, we might get in there, bang out three, four, who knows.
Yeah.
But he's going to be the last finishing touches on my album, the last mixing.
Alright. And when's your mixtape dropping?
It was iffy about me deciding, but I have a mixtape coming out for the fans pretty soon. So I'm gonna give him that pleasure. I'm gonna give him that holiday gift. So I got a mixtape coming out soon for the fans. So be soon to look out for that.
Oh, that's cool. All right. Do you have any contact with the old Ruthless executives like Jerry Heller? If so, what do you think of him?
Yeah, Jerry Heller, matter of fact, just called my manager the other day trying to contact me about business because it was still some. I'm trying to put together unreleased heard tracks of my father and myself, like the whole Nat King Cole thing going on.
Right.
So about 3 weeks ago, Jerry called me, and before when I first got my deal, me and Jerry had a meeting. So it's whatever, you know what I mean. And as far as business go, we still talk about a few things here and there. So it's no bad feeling for the dude.
Oh, that's good to hear because I'm a huge fan of EZ anyway. So it's good to hear that they're trying to put together some unheard stuff for me. I know that I will make a lot of fans happy.
You know, I have my things in the back of my head here and there about a lot of individuals, but, I'm get business out the way, and you know how I'm going to handle it.
Yeah. Is there going to be any new unheard stuff from EZ on the album?
Yeah. See, that's exactly what me and Jerry had a meeting for the first time, because supposedly he's supposed to own some old tracks, which he never gave up, so business talking about that. So that's about the first time I met with him.
All right. How many tracks are going to be on the new album?
How many tracks? I'm going to have 15 tracks.
All right, cool. And when will it be released?
Probably late March, early April.
Is that's next year, yeah.
Spring 06,
Okay, the EZ movie you got planned, is that still going down?
Yeah, that's still in effect, So after my album, that should more on that.
All right, and is it going to be a major, motion picture or just, straight
exactly
to TV?
We're going to make it. Yeah, the big screen, yep.
Yeah, that's cool.
Far the right way so the whole all the fans can get the true story and the true life and know that he ain't never met game in his life also.
Yeah. And does the CD come with, a DVD like the games did?
Yeah, but mine is going to be more in street depth as far as in the streets and let you know where my father was born and raised, because I was born and raised in the same house, in the same area. You know what I'm saying? Just let you know more in depth of day and life is easy and confident. What goes in confident? Exactly. Just more realistic, the more home-based. I'm like the street CNN, so I'm going to let you know how it really goes down. You know what I'm saying? There's not a lot of hanging around, so I'm going to keep the truth to all the fans. You want to hear all, you want to see the little nice bullshit, people smiling, people having this, that, and the other, but I'm going to let you know my DVD, what truthfully goes down and how it gets down in confident.
Yeah. And do you write your own lyrics for the album? Well, apart from
D.O.C.
Of course.
And when the album comes out, you'll see that on all 100% of my publishing. So, of course, I write all my work. There is my life story. Nobody can interpret my life story. It takes me a while, but I've been taught by the best. I've been taught by D.O.C. It's all work ethic. You know what I'm saying? I've been working my album for a year and a half. I've been rapping for about 3 years. So it's work ethic to work up to here. For somebody who's speaking that, and it's kind of hard for somebody speaking that who doesn't own all publishing of their records. Therefore, you tell me who's writing a lot of your records, dog. You know what I'm saying? For a person who wants to speak that I don't write my own rhymes. You know what I mean? So when my album comes out, you'll see I own 100% of my publishing. Yes, I write everything on my album.
Yeah. Because I heard somewhere that your sister helped you write the rhymes.
Nah, that was long. See, exactly. See, now, why can you see when I was in a double, that was when I was in a double XL when I was 16 years old.
Yeah.
You remember that? But
yeah.
For the rest of the fans, they want to think that game put me in the game.
Yeah.
That's hard to believe. And now that I'm back, that was misquoted, I'm sorry. I said my sister was the first person to learn how to write when we were kids as far as growing up to my father's music.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, my sister does not write my rhymes. I write all my rhymes and everything. I don't have nobody put a hook. I don't need nobody to let me borrow a song or anything. They're all my life stories.
All right, that's cool to hear. Are you interested in purchasing Ruthless Records in the future?
Oh, yeah, I got a lot of plans for Ruthless Records in the future. So, yeah, everybody be surprised for what's going to happen.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
Cool. Will you be appearing on any upcoming projects from Ruthless?
Ruthless just got an artist out there I think they're working with. So I talked to him when I met him in the Bahamas. So there's things talking up on some things going down to see what's going to happen. So, yeah, pretty it should be.
All right, that's cool. Will you be hooking up with people like BG Knockout and Gangsta Dre when BG Knockout's out of prison?
I'm waiting for BG Knockout to get up out of jail. I know Drace, that he just got, I think he may have been on house arrest or not, but I know he, yeah, I think he was on house arrest.
I think so, yeah, because I designed Drace's website and written to BG in the past.
Yeah, so our connection kind of fell off, so I'm still reaching out to him. I know his little brother. His little brother works at the studio I mess with, so I keep in contact with him to see how his brother's doing, but I'm waiting for BG to get out to see what's going on.
Yeah, that'd be cool. And do you still have beef with Daz Dillinger?
Daz is whatever. Daz been, he said some foul things about my name, which is not true in the streets, because a snitch is a real bad word to use,
Yeah.
And that's never what I was born and raised to be. So Daz put a bad rap on a nigga name for some street shit that went down, and I'm not going to incriminate myself as far as speaking on it. But so we fell off, and it's whatever, it's whatever me and Daz. We haven't talked, we haven't said any words, but it's whatever.
Yeah. And how do you feel about people like G-Unit, who are quite big in the rap game at the moment?
I mean, as far as in the G-Unit records are 50 Cent. 50 Cent's holding it down, 50 Cent's doing what he has to do. He's networking himself as a businessman, as everybody can see. So as far as right now in the game, they're holding their spot right now, and they're getting their life, We'll see how far it goes, but that's what it is,
Yeah. And would you think about signing to G-Unit Records if you was ever given
No, I got Kings of LA Entertainment. That's all me, baby.
Yeah, alright. And is there any more, Aftermath producers working on your album other than Dr. Dre?
Some of the producers came out of Dre's camp. They were trained up under Dre, like J.R.,
yeah.
High Tech, the Nine out of D12. I'm saying I wouldn't first say Aftermath producers, but they all learned up under Dre. You remember Nephew from back in the day?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got a couple of family bases, but not exactly up under Aftermath.
All right, man. That's just about it for the questions. So thanks for your time answering these questions. I know that the fans wanted to know. And good luck with your album in the future.